Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. This is probably a nod to the fact that so many people want to buy into this IPO, but it would be very hard to purchase shares at the IPO unless you're a big client of one of the big firms. So, again, we don't really know whether, it's not like every single person who has an account that E-Trade is going to be able to buy this. It's just a question of whether perhaps maybe some might be able to get in on it. You know, it's funny because they're talking about that maybe 20 to 25% of Facebook could get pushed to smaller investors, but actually Facebook has declined to comment on that. So it's all speculation right now. I know that we all love Facebook. I know that everyone uses Facebook, and it seems like a great idea to buy the IPO. But, you know, if the stock is going to have long-lasting and wonderful future ahead of it, the way that you can buy it as a small investor is to just buy a NASDAQ index fund, a tech index fund. You don't have to take all the risk of buying one single stock, especially if you've never done that before. I mean, these things can be quite volatile.
That's financial analyst Jill Schlesinger commenting on the excitement that's building for Facebook's IPO, the initial public offering, which is due out late next week. The Facebook IPO seems to be number 10 as we go into this week's countdown of Hot Hits and Talk Radio. Doug Steffen here. We review all of the top 10 during this hour for the week ending Friday, May the 11th. The top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the folks at Talkers.com. And this week, Facebook is in the number 10 spot. Number 9 on the countdown is the terror trial in Guantanamo Bay. Here host Jack Ricciardi talks to legal analyst Jeff Attucat about how the trial is already turning into a circus and it's just begun.
As we expected, all kinds of courtroom antics and acting up and acting out in these 9/11 hearings. They have set a trial date now of May 2013. But it's clear from just the routine, you know, initial proceedings that this is not going to be simple.
No, it's going to be a circus, and I was on, I don't blow my horn, but I was on Fox News yesterday doing an interview on that. I may be called to testify at the military commission because one of the things they're going to say is that we were tortured, therefore our evidence is not admissible. And as you know, my position is that no, we never tortured anybody as a official methodology. Our techniques did not rise to that level. But yeah, if you look at what these guys were doing in court, the military is not taking firm control of these people. They're making little paper airplanes. They're, you know, they're praying at a time when Muslims don't pray. And again, it's kind of ironic because if they violate mainstream Islam by engaging in terror, why do we cater to their quote-unquote religious practices? That's very bizarre. But they're using this as a platform to put out propaganda, and we're going to allow it. It's going to drag on for years.
I was going to say, setting the start of the trial a year from now, is that an indication that there is going to be a lot of, you know, it's going to take a lot of prep and work, or is that a political decision that pushes it past the 2012 election?
No, there's no way this can be done before the 2012 election. That's just reality of what we're facing. We are assigning these people free counsel to include civilians that have death experience in the courtroom. And believe me, they're good lawyers that the defendants have lined up. And they're going to throw everything in the world at this military commission process to slow it down, to stop it, to drive it off the rail. And, of course, we've got even one of the female lawyers that's dressing up in Arab garb because she doesn't want to offend her clients. I mean, it's just political correctness going amok, times a circus atmosphere, and the military judge really needs to take control of this thing or it will get away from him. The antics that these fellows pulled would never be tolerated in a federal district court, and yet, you know, they're just, if it's a harbinger of things to come, it's going to be a long process.
Well, let me ask you about that attorney. Cheryl Borman is her name. She, as you mentioned, dressed in the abaya and the hijab, but she's also saying the other attorneys, the prosecuting attorneys, need to do the same thing. Is there any chance of that happening?
I hope not. I hope they'll stoop to that political correctness. Again, if the theme is that these people violate Islam, then why in the world are we following the customs of Islam? The Islamic leaders in this country should be standing up and saying, what? These people don't represent Islam. They're murderers, and therefore they're perverting the religion of Islam. Therefore, they have no right to have all these customs and practices associated with them or anything about their trial.
Up next on our countdown, the failed student loan bill, austerity backlash in Europe, and the foiled Al-Qaeda terror plot, all in the focus next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm Lou D'Ambrosio, CEO of Sears Holdings, which includes Kmart. Kmart is a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support our families and our community. Take steps to help moms and babies at home and around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. And start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. You'll go.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Class, if you add over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-648-49. That's 800-648-49. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-648-49. That's 800-648-49. American Bullion. 800-648-49.
When I'm shopping for a new car, I want the real story. Like, what do real people who own the car think of it? And I want to know what I should pay so I can get the best deal. Is that too much to ask?
We don't think so. Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com will help you find out what you should pay for a new car. Use KBB.com's advanced car valuation tools, plus get reviews from both real car owners and certified experts. At KBB.com, you get the real story. So don't shop for a new car until you've gone to KBB.com, the trusted resource.
We're overviewing the hot hits in talk radio, the number 8 item this week, the failed student loan bill. Here's host Greg Knapp talking to Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri about this bill that both sides said they wanted, yet they failed to get it through the Senate.
The House passed the bill that said, all right, we'll keep it low, but we're going to pay for it with this Obamacare slush fund that he's got out there. And the Senate has said no to that under Harry Reid, and Obama said he will veto this. So you guys had a vote. How would you have paid for it in your bill?
Well, the bill that I co-sponsored with Lamar Alexander from Tennessee, a former Secretary of Education, would have paid for it by just taking the $6 billion from the slush fund that it had gone into. And you said that so well, Greg. It was all part of this effort to make it somehow look like the Obama health care plan was going to make money for the government rather than cost money. You know, they had this other big plan where called the Class Act, where people would pay into a long-term care system for 10 years, but nobody would draw any money out for 10 years.
Right.
And so all that was considered income. Even Kathleen Sebelius said, as we did when we were debating this bill, as I and others said, this won't work. This plan won't work. She said it won't work, so they're not even collecting the Class Act money. Now they're not going to be putting the student loan money into the Obama health care plan. It was just one magic trick after another to try to make it look like the president's health care plan wasn't going to cost the American people a lot of money. And one of the tricks was to make students pay, instead of paying back what their student loans would have cost the government, paying enough back that would become an income source for the Obama health care plan. And we said, let's take the money from where you put it Cut this rate back to 3.4% for this year's loans. So, you had that exactly right as well. It's not a loan that somebody in your family already has. This is a loan that they'd be getting for this year to be paid back at some future time.
We're up to number 7 on the countdown, the anti-austerity backlash in Europe. Talk host Garland Robinette here with economist Veronique Durugi about the economic implications of the elections in Greece and France.
If I understood correctly, Greece had a vote. They voted in a new left-wing coalition in with the mandate of forming a government. If I remember correctly, I don't think they could. They haven't been able to this point. How serious is this? Where does this go just concerning Greece, much less the rest of Europe?
Well, it is quite serious because, as you may have heard today, as a result of the election, the rest of Europe is holding back a payment, a bailout payment to Greece, which may jeopardize the ability of Greece to not default on its debt. But more importantly, what's more alarming is this constant talk that there are ways out of actually cutting spending to get out of this crisis. I mean, I totally understand that, you know, there's no silver bullet. I also understand that, you know, the country and Europe, all of Europe, put themselves in really bad situation, you know, not overnight, and it's going to take a while. And I also understand that people are reluctant to put their book in order, but they have no choice.
Number 6 on the countdown, the foiled Al-Qaeda terrorist plot. Here are hosts Steve Scott and Wayne Cabot talking to Mark Rosenker, former NTSB chairman, about airport security coming under increased scrutiny after this attempted bombing was uncovered.
In the wake of the latest underwear bomb plot, airport security is once again in the spotlight.
We talked to Mark Rosenker, the former chairman of the NTSB, who told us that since this plot apparently began in Yemen, there has to be a focus on security at airports all around the world.
Unfortunately, there may not be as focused and as comprehensive as what we have been seeing here in the United States or in a number of the major airports, say, in Europe.
Earl Morris, a former high-ranking TSA official, now managing director of Command Consulting Group, says, in fact, a lot of international airports have more intrusive security than America.
Many of them have a much more intrusive screening process than we do in the United States. In other words, they're not concerned about the social norms, and, you know, it isn't gender specific on the screening. You walk through a metal detector and you end up getting a physical pat down by the person standing on the other side of the walk-through metal detector, because they're not necessarily interested in whether or not you alarmed. They want to know if you have something on your person.
And that, he says, raises a real question for all of us.
Will the American people allow the U.S. government, or any other government for that matter, to screen them, to check them, before they allow them on any mode of transportation? When it comes down to this particular incident, when you're saying that if they had gone through a full body scan and we would have found an anomaly in the underwear that would have indicated something was out of place, is the American people willing to let a transportation security officer do their job to clear that alarm?
All right, enough on that. The latest on immigration reform and the rising obesity rates next on the countdown.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rule book for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the Talk Review. Doug Steffen here, number 5 on the countdown. Immigration reform. At the Hold Their Feet to the Fire Convention annual event in Washington this week, talk host Inga Burks talks to former border agent Ignacio Ramos, who got off on probation for shooting an illegal who is a drug dealer.
There was a shooting of an illegal illegal Mexican drug dealer,
mm-hmm.
right? That
right.
was what separated you from freedom and your job.
Right.
I mean,
something that I was, you know, supposed to do, stop. Well, actually, not according to the prosecutor. That wasn't my job.
Well, take us to that day. Officer Campion is in a altercation with this man, right?
Right.
This illegal. You go to assist him.
Right. And he was, I went to assist him. I had to go through a ditch to get to him.
Mm-hmm.
While I was in the ditch, the shots were fired. As I got out of the ditch, he's laying on the ground. I chase after the smuggler. I yell at him to stop. And he turned around, pointed a gun at me, and that's when I fired.
Is international law or federal law somehow different than what we all experience at the local level? Because where I live in the Central Valley, California, if somebody aims a cell phone at you and you think it's a gun, you can shoot to stop. They will die. How is it that you are somehow not? How is it that you got in trouble for shooting somebody who was aiming a gun at you?
Well, because he said he didn't have one.
But you perceived that, and you're supposed to be able to go home to Monica and your kids every night.
Right. And I had already heard shots fired, so in my mind, you know, there's already deadly force used. Whether it was Agent Gopian, which at that point, if he felt force was needed, you know, justifies mine, or the smuggler using it on Agent Copian, which at that point it looked like he had, because when I got up there,
he was injured.
Exactly.
Was there any point where you had somebody who was an arbitrator for you from the agency that said, if our officer feels that they're in danger, then they're in danger?
No. They just.
Why? Why were you hung out to dry?
I don't know. That's a good question. We've asked that from the very beginning.
Number 4 on the countdown this week. This new study, which is basically the same old study about obesity rates in our country. Here's host Barry Armstrong with Morgan Downey from the Downey Obesity Report about how quickly obesity rates are rising.
How many Americans today are among the overweight, and I include myself in that category?
Well, approximately 64% of adults are overweight. About half of that number, about 37%, are considered obese. And as you probably saw at this conference, projections have come out, which were published, I think, on Monday, that saw that number rising very dramatically in the next 20 years, about a 33% increase for adults overweight or obese, but a staggering 130% for adults with extreme or morbid obesity.
What's led to this problem, Morgan? Like, how has this happened? And it has happened very quickly. If you look at the studies, we weren't nearly as fat 30 or 40 years ago.
No, we weren't. It's obviously accelerated, but we have evolved over a long period of time as our food and environment have improved historically. If you go back 100 years or so, we've gotten taller and we've gotten heavier.
Yeah.
The thing is, we've gotten heavier a lot faster than we have taller. But we've had dramatic changes since World War II in our food environment. And also in our occupational environment.
So the story of obesity, fourth most talked about topic of the week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So let's recap where we are so far. Facebook IPO is 10. 9/11 terror trials, 9. Failed student loan bill is 8. Anti-austerity backlash in Europe is 7. Al-Qaeda terror plot is number 6. Immigration reform is 5. And the rising obesity rates, number 4. So we better get to numbers 3, 2, and 1 in just a matter of moments, so stick around here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Get ready to take Napa to the cleaners. Stop into Napa and get Napa Max non-chlorinated brake cleaner on sale for just $1.99. Use it directly on pads and linings to remove the toughest grease, brake dust, and oil without leaving any residue. So make your brakes as clean as a... That would be a whistle. And visit your local Napa Auto Parts store. My conscience is very clean knowing I told you about this deal. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, product not available in all areas. State local restrictions may apply. Offer expires 5/31/12.
Making your facility greener can seem hard. Not necessarily rocket science hard, but at least 5,000-piece puzzle of a clear blue sky hard. Fortunately, Granger can help with thousands of products, from lights to faucets to greener cleaning supplies that help lower energy costs and impact on the environment, so you get all your green products right in place without falling to pieces. You know, like a puzzle. To help reduce your costs with greener products, call, stop by a branch, or visit Granger.com/green.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen, welcome back in. Second half hour of the Talk Radio Review. The week ending Friday, May 11th. We're up to number 3, Senator Dick Lugar's loss in Indiana. From Fox, Jenna Lee talked to political analyst Larry Sabato, who thinks the Tea Party win in Indiana is a harbinger of things to come.
Veteran Indiana Senator Richard Lugar lost the Republican primary. He was thought to be a shoo-in for re-election at one time. Now the Democrats may have a shot at his seat. And that, along with some other very big races in battleground states, could shift the balance of power in the Senate. Right now, Democrats are in control there, 51 to the GOP's 47 seats. It's not quite as competitive on the House side. The Republicans have the majority there. They have control, 242 seats to the Democrats, 192. You say it might be so close when it comes to the Senate next year that a tie-breaking vote may be necessary by whoever the vice president might be. Why do you think that could happen?
Well, when you look at the races, Jenna, and you look at them one by one, and you also judge the races on the basis of which presidential candidate will carry that state, it's easy to see how it might end up as 50-50. We still give a slight edge to the Republicans to control the Senate, but we wouldn't be shocked, wouldn't be surprised if it ended up the way it did after the 2000 election, when Vice President Cheney broke ties in the Senate for 5 months before Senator Jeffords from Vermont switched sides and converted from Republican to Democratic.
And what was the effect of that, having the vice president as a tiebreaker?
Well, obviously, they tried to avoid tie votes whenever possible, and there weren't very many of them. That was also a bit of a honeymoon period for a new President George W. Bush. That was before 9/11, of course, and he was working on his education package and other things. So I don't think the effect was dramatic, but I think we're much more divided now. We're much more polarized. And if that happened in the Senate, you would really see the polarization become even more prominent.
And it's something that you're also seeing in the House. You're saying that, you know, that the Republicans have the majority, but if you take a look at the races, that they would still have the majority according to your calculations. It just wouldn't be quite as big. So again, going back to the effect of it, Larry, does that mean anticipating more gridlock in Congress, if that's possible?
Well, it depends on who wins the presidential election. If President Obama wins, I think he's nearly guaranteed to have at least one house in Republican hands. He could have both houses in Republican hands. Can you say gridlock with a capital G? But if Mitt Romney is elected, I think he will certainly have a Republican House, and I would bet that he would also have a Republican Senate, though not anywhere near 60 votes, 60 Senate seats, which you really need to run the Senate. So there would still be some gridlock, but I think Romney would get some reasonable honeymoon period of at least a few months. We used to give two years of honeymoon to new presidents, and now we're down to 4 or 5 months.
Here are some talk radio callers with a lot to say about Senator Lugar and the Tea Party.
I don't see this as a victory for the Tea Party. I see this as a victory for America. Look where our country's at. 24 million Americans out of work. They sent our jobs overseas. They sent our kids to die in the Middle East based a lot on lies and occupation. We're $17 trillion in debt and getting deeper in debt. And we could continue down the same path and keep voting for people like Lugar and the people that we see in front of our TV every day. Or we could put in new people that will be more responsible, put America back on the track of jobs over here, less giving away of our wealth, less spending. And, well, if we're going to spend, let's make sure we have the money to spend. And this is a victory for America, not the Tea Party. Don't make it a Tea Party issue. Make it an issue for America where we finally get people that represent us and not themselves and Wall Street.
The basis of the Tea Party group also is the things that we don't like that Obama's doing. And Lugar is known as Obama's favorite Republican. And when you put a tag like that on yourself, how do you expect conservatives to continue to adore you, especially a man who hadn't even lived in the state of Indiana for over 30 years? It's kind of typical of how our Congress has gotten now. Why don't you live in a state where the people you represent, they're totally mixed up? I think the Tea Party is an attitude. I'm not so sure it's a big movement. I think it's in people's heads. Maybe it's the people. I know for myself, I went to a few meetings in 2009. I still feel that way, but I don't get out and go to a meeting. You know, I don't go anywhere. I read on the internet and make myself more informed, but I don't have Tea Party signs in front of my house. I think it's an attitude. I don't think it's a gathering.
I was a Republican when I first voted, and I voted for Nixon over Kennedy, but I want to say this about the new Republican Party. They became Republicans after 64 and 65, and now they're rhinos, Republicans in name only. They're still the same from the Tea Party side. They're still the same Dixiecrats, a blue dog, yellow dog, Dixiecrats. And the thing is that where is their ability to work with other people? They're so strident in what they do.
More politics. This time, the president's stance on gay marriage. And yes, I said more politics, because does anybody believe it's anything other than politics? Next up on the countdown.
Class, if you had over 1,000 hotels, plus hundreds of discounts on dining, shopping, entertainment, and more, what do you get?
America's Best Value Inn. When you join our free value club with instant rewards, you get a 15% room discount, upgrade, and late checkout when available. Now that adds up to comfort and a great value, doesn't it? Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Class dismissed.
Making your facility greener can seem hard. Not necessarily rocket science hard, but at least 5,000-piece puzzle of a clear blue sky hard. Fortunately, Grainger can help with thousands of products, from lights to faucets to greener cleaning supplies that help lower energy costs and impact on the environment. So you get all your green products right in place without falling to pieces. You know, like a puzzle. To help reduce your costs with greener products, call, stop by a branch, or visit Grainger.com/green. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for this season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team.
with the white truck.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams Exterior Stain Sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscape's deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals where available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day, with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape siding stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store, or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
Your weekly talk radio countdown show with an overview of the Hot 10. Number two this week, the president comes out on gay marriage, if you'll pardon the pun. Here is host Doc Thompson with the reasons he believes the president finally came out and officially announced his support for gay marriage.
The president has now officially come out and endorsed same-sex marriage. Same gender marriage. Now, the president in the past has been wishy-washy at best. He's managed to be very political. Generally speaking, and yes, I'm going to say I'm speaking in generalities, the blacks don't like the gays. Sorry. Generally speaking, the blacks, the Hispanics, don't like the gays. They don't. You've got a lot of people who find it very... against their religion, it flies in the face of the way they were raised, stuff like that. They, generally speaking, traditionally have not been supportive of the gays. The president, recognizing that he has a base that is made up of most of the blacks, has had to dance and kind of thread that needle his entire political career. And he did it very successfully because his base is also made up of the gays and the people that support the gays, very liberal causes. And he's managed to kind of thread that needle. Well, now he has had to come out and officially say he is for same-gender marriages. Now, it's one of two things. Either he was forced to do it because Joe Biden made a gaffe, or politically they think this is something they need to do in order for him to get reelected. Which do you think it is? I'm going to play the clip for you in just a second, but do you think the president now supporting same-sex marriage is because politically he needs to do it for November, or because Joe Biden made a gaffe? ABC News conducted an interview with the president. It was Robin Roberts from Good Morning America. The president is on tape saying that he now supports same-sex marriage and likely will try to push legislation for it or support the cause to do so. Here is that audio. President on ABC News. Here we go.
For me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
That is very different from what he said in the past. And did you notice how carefully he was choosing his words there? Listen to this one more time and tell me, is this political or did, well, it's all political, but is it because Joe Biden slipped or this is all about November?
At a certain point, I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
He flip-flopped on it. Now, you may not think that's a problem. People can change their mind, but it is a flip-flop. He's going against what he used to say. Listen to what he said one more time. He said, at a certain point, he's not saying, I think the gays ought to get married.
At a certain point, I've just concluded that, for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
At a certain point... it became important for me to affirm that I think that's election talk. I think that's what it is.
Talk host Keith Larson with a caller who says he's shocked the president says he supports gay marriage.
Ed, how you doing?
Since President Obama has evolved to the point of recognizing gay marriage to be all right, I just wonder how far this process of evolution is going to take our president.
What does that mean?
Well, what will he evolve to next? You know.
Well, I don't know. What are you suspecting that he'll evolve to next?
I don't know. It's really shocked me that he's evolved to this point of sanctioning gay marriage.
Oh, it does not. You're not shocked by that. A liberal Democrat running for re-election needs to juice up some support from his base, and so he comes out for gay marriage, and you're surprised by that?
Well, I would expect that from the leader of our country, you know, to go that far against all human dignity to stoop that low.
Well, now Dick Cheney, he wasn't president, but he was vice president for 8 years and a very powerful man, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, he was.
Yes, Dick Cheney is entirely for gay marriage.
Well, then he's, as far as I'm concerned, he's entirely all faith too on that.
So does it shock you that that a leader of our country would stoop to such an indignity when it's Dick Cheney?
Yeah, that shocks me also.
Okay. Well, hey, at least you're consistent in your shock, Ed, and I appreciate you listening and calling, all right?
Okay. Thanks, Keith.
At least he's consistent in the shock there. But, I mean, what's shocking about it? To me, the only thing that's shocking about it is the bumbling political, you know, of it. I mean, does somebody want to tell me that this is political geniusry? Oh, no. This is what they're doing. This is how. I mean, like I said, for a liberal Democrat to come out for gay marriage, that's not exactly a shock or a surprise, and maybe he'll get some support from some, but anybody who's going to be jazzed by Barack Obama coming out now for gay marriage, they were going to vote for Barack Obama anyway.
Host Mike Violet and Jeremy Fisher with Matt McTeague from Mainers United for Marriage. He thinks it was a good move by the president to support gay marriage.
Your thoughts, sir, when you heard that the president has evolved?
Well, I mean, it's great anytime somebody is willing to stand up and say publicly that, you know, certainly anybody who's that high profile to come out and say that they've had that evolution, that they've had that change of heart. And it's exactly what we're hearing, you know, for the last 2.5 years as we're going out and talking to voters in Maine. We've been going door to door. We've been having these exact same conversations. And we know that everything that the president said was echoed by the statements that we've heard from people as we've been going around the state.
Yeah, Matt, one of the things that Mike and I were talking about earlier was exactly the work that you've been doing and your team's been doing as we get ready for the vote this fall. And so tell us a little bit about specifically how you folks are running this campaign, because it's a very different focus than past campaigns.
Yeah. And I'd say the reason for that is we've had more time. You know, normally any type of campaign like this anywhere in the country, when this has come up, normally there's some sort of, you know, precipitating action, a court case, a legislative action or something, and then you have 6 months normally to talk to people to bring it up before, you know, in a campaign climate before it goes up for a vote. But we've had, you know, the better part of the last 2.5 years to go out and just talk to mayors. We've been running a campaign that's based almost entirely on having one-on-one conversations. First, you know, we were going out doing that over the phone, and then we, you know, last summer we did a massive statewide canvas, door-to-door canvas, where we were, you know, through volunteers and through grassroots support, we were going out and having personal conversations with people at the door all over the state. And then we did the signature gathering drive that you guys probably saw, where we, you know, we gathered more than 105,000 signatures from Mainers in 450 towns. And next Tuesday we are going to be kicking off our door-to-door canvas again, so that we can continue to have the in-person conversations that we know are so crucial. And the reason is, it has to be a conversation. It has to take time. You know, the president, you know, talked about evolving, and it's true. You know, we know that a lot of people in Maine really are thinking about this issue differently than they did just 6 months ago, let alone 2 years ago or 3 years ago or more. And everything that he said about talking to friends and family, talking at the dinner table, that's exactly what we're hearing.
And politics really abounds this week. The presidential race is number one. And we'll talk about that next year on the Countdown.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, number one on the countdown this week. A lot of people are talking about George Clooney having a $40,000 a plate dinner for Mr. Obama. Here's host Frank Beckman with UAW President Bob King about Mitt Romney's comments that he deserves the credit for saving the auto industry.
This must have come as a surprise to you when you heard what Governor Romney had to say, huh?
I don't know if it's a surprise or a shock. I mean, it's like a total reversal of his position. It's pretty wild.
Well, what's interesting is you sort through all this. You know, he originally said, look, take the auto industry through a managed bankruptcy, but he didn't like the bailout idea. And it was just the opposite of what your predecessor, Ron Gelfinger, wanted. He liked the bailout, but didn't want him to go through bankruptcy. So there were a lot of ideas being floated around.
Yeah, but what Mitt has not been, I don't think, straightforward about or honest about is when saying they could have gone to a private bankruptcy. You know, all his advisors, anybody who knows anything about the financial industry or bankruptcy, they know there was no private financing available. Financing was rock solid shut down at that time. The only way there could have been, nobody was willing to do debtor financing, so the government could come in and loan the money to the companies, or they would have gone into liquidation. And it just, if a guy ran for president, he should be more honest about it. That was a situation. You know, now basically you say President Obama did what he recommended. That's not what he was saying 6 weeks ago when he was in Detroit. So I just think he's really hurting himself by these colossal flip-flops. I think he's hurt his credibility with people. He had a position. He might be right, might be wrong, but stick with it. Don't try to just put your finger in the wind and then say what you think people want to hear or say what you think is popular at the time. It's kind of crazy.
Well, how has he changed his position? I don't understand how he's changed
his position. Well, before he was saying President Obama was wrong. President Obama should not have come in and made the loans. And now he's saying President Obama did what he recommended. That's a pretty big reversal.
Well, he talked about a bailout, though. You know, that's
he talked about private bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And he was saying there was private money available. Heck, Mike Jackson from the CEO of AutoNation came out after he said that in Detroit 6 weeks ago, said that's crazy. Harry Wilson, a good Republican, said that's crazy. There was no private money available.
Falco's Terry Miners with Bill Maher about his comments, Maher's comments, about Mitt Romney and the Mormon Church, which Maher referred to as a cult.
A couple days ago, didn't you comment on Mitt Romney and giving money to the Mormon Church instead of saying you should slide that directly to charities? Instead, you're giving it to a church. We don't know what happens to it.
Right. Well, as usual, you know, I said something on the show the previous week, and Fox News
my partner in the media, they jumped all over it and said, you know, how dare you say that Mitt Romney's religion is a cult, and how dare you say that giving to that cult is not charity? And I kind of had to answer that, and we did last week on the show, at the end of the show. And, you know, all I was saying was there is no, first of all, definition between religion and cult. Some people say it's about time. You know, I think somebody once said a religion is a cult plus 100 years. I think it's a little more about size. I said, you know, to me, a cult is anybody who, any organization that has less followers than Snooki has on Twitter. But whatever it is, it doesn't matter. If you're giving money to a religion, and that religion is spending the money on anything but real charity, then it isn't charity. And the Mormon Church absolutely does that. They spend a lot of money fighting the gay marriage proposition here in California, which is pretty far afield from charity work. So most religions do that. I mean, most of the money goes to increasing the brand, putting asses in seats. That's what their business is. Now, this not to say that they don't have soup kitchens and a lot of good stuff, but real charity is just about the charity, and religion is not pure in that way.
Did you get hammered for figuring out a way to generate $1 million for Barack Obama's super PAC?
Oh, yeah. I mean, sure. I mean, the usual suspects, of course, find that a horrible thing to do. But, you know, I'm a citizen. I have every right. And you know, look, I saw an ad that the Obama team put up today that countered what Mitt Romney said yesterday about him actually taking credit for the survival of the automobile industry in America. Well, it's a terrific ad, but I don't know how many people are going to see it because they need that kind of money to get that kind of ad up in those swing states. Because other than that, you know, people in this country, they don't follow the news that closely. And all they hear is Mitt Romney saying, yes, I take a lot of credit for bailing Detroit out. And that kind of information to counter his misinformation is very necessary. Or this election is, you know, look, it's already a tie. And you know, I keep telling Democrats, don't get cocky. The Republicans have assembled a well-oiled, finely tuned machine. And then they taught it to say, hi, I'm Mitt Romney.
So let's go through these. We'll recap now. The Facebook IPO is number 10. The terror trial in Gitmo, number 9. The failed student loan bill, changing the interest rate, number 8. 7 is the anti-austerity backlash in Europe. Al-Qaeda's terror plot, number 6. Immigration reform, number 5. Rising obesity rates, number 4. The loss in the primary of Dick Lugar in Indiana, number 3. President comes out on gay marriage, number 2. And number 1 is the presidential race. Here are this week's review of the hot hits in talk radio at the Talk Radio Countdown Show.